This post summarizes an International League Against Epilepsy podcast, Astrocytes and Epilepsy, featuring Dr. Peter Bedner. In this interview by Dr. Cecilie Nohm, he explains the critical role of astrocytes, a type of glial cell, in epilepsy. Traditionally, astrocytes were viewed as mere support cells for neurons, but recent findings highlight their active involvement in various brain functions, including their connection to seizures and epilepsy. Astrocytes are star-shaped cells that occupy a significant portion of the brain and interact closely with neurons and blood vessels. They perform essential tasks such as providing nutrients to neurons, maintaining ion balance, and regulating neurotransmitter levels. One of their key roles is managing the neurotransmitter glutamate, which, when present in excess, can lead to neuronal hyperexcitability and seizures. Astrocytes take up glutamate, convert it to a less harmful compound, and then recycle it back to neurons. When this process is disrupted, as seen in epilepsy, glutamate accumulates, leading to increased seizure activity. How astrocytes maintain brain health and trigger epilepsy? Astrocytes are multifunctional glial cells that play a central role in maintaining brain health, and their dysfunction is increasingly recognized as a significant contributor to epilepsy. These cells regulate extracellular potassium levels, preventing neuronal hyperexcitability, a key factor in seizure development. They also manage neurotransmitter levels by absorbing and recycling excess glutamate. When this process fails, the resulting buildup of glutamate can lead to excessive neuronal firing, triggering seizures. Astrocytes help sustain the blood-brain barrier, and disruptions to this function can allow harmful substances to enter the brain, potentially exacerbating epilepsy. Their release of cytokines and involvement in neuroinflammation can further increase neuronal excitability, creating a cycle that promotes seizures. Astrocytes' ability to form interconnected networks via gap junctions helps them maintain ion balance across brain regions, but loss of this coupling, often seen in epilepsy, impairs their buffering capacity and heightens seizure risk. When they become reactive, a state known as astroliosis, they can initially protect brain tissue but may also contribute to chronic changes that promote epileptic activity. Given their involvement in these processes, astrocytes are a major focus of research on new treatments for epilepsy, as targeting their functions could offer ways to control or prevent seizures. Structural support for neurons. Astrocytes maintain the brain's physical framework, ensuring that neurons are properly positioned and supported within the tissue. This structural function is crucial for the brain's organization and function. Nutrient supply. One of astrocytes' primary functions is to supply nutrients to neurons. They take up glucose from the blood, convert it into lactate, and then pass this energy source to neurons. This is important because neurons have high energy demands, and this process helps ensure they receive a steady supply of fuel, even when blood sugar levels fluctuate. Essentially, astrocytes act like a middleman, transforming nutrients into a form that neurons can readily use. Ion homeostasis. Astrocytes are key to maintaining the balance of ions, particularly potassium, in the extracellular space, the space outside of cells. Proper potassium levels are essential because neurons rely on specific ion balances to generate and transmit electrical signals. If potassium builds up too much, neurons can become overly excited, leading to problems like seizures. Astrocytes help by absorbing excess potassium, thus preventing dangerous imbalances. Neurotransmitter regulation. Neurotransmitters are chemical messengers that neurons use to communicate. After neurons release neurotransmitters into the synaptic cleft, the space between neurons, it is crucial to clear out the excess to prevent overstimulation. Astrocytes take up these leftover neurotransmitters, including glutamate, and recycle them. This not only prevents overexcitation, which can damage neurons, but also ensures that neurotransmitters are available for future use, maintaining the efficiency of communication between neurons. Blood-brain barrier maintenance. The blood-brain barrier, BBB, is a protective layer that controls what substances can pass from the bloodstream into the brain. Astrocytes, along with capillary endothelial cells, play a vital role in maintaining this barrier. They send signals to blood vessels, helping to regulate the flow of oxygen and nutrients to match the needs of active neurons. By supporting the blood-brain barrier, astrocytes help protect the brain from toxins and ensure neurons receive what they need to function properly. Immune response contribution. Astrocytes also contribute to the brain's immune system. They release cytokines and chemokines, which are molecules that can initiate and regulate immune responses. This means astrocytes help the brain react to injuries or infections by signaling other immune cells to respond. However, excessive activation can lead to inflammation, which may contribute to conditions like epilepsy. Modulation of synaptic transmission. Astrocytes actively influence synaptic transmission, which is the process of communication between neurons. They release substances called glial transmitters, such as ATP, glutamate, and D-serine, that can enhance or inhibit the signals passed between neurons. By modulating these signals, astrocytes help fine-tune communication within neural networks, affecting everything from learning to memory. Interconnected networks. Astrocytes are not isolated cells. They are connected through structures called gap junctions, which are channels that allow small molecules and ions to pass between cells. This connectivity means that astrocytes can communicate and work together, forming a network that can influence large areas of the brain. This coordinated network helps maintain a stable environment for neurons, supporting their function. Spatial potassium buffering. Astrocytes help manage the concentration of potassium ions, especially when neurons are highly active. During neural activity, neurons release potassium, which can cause problems if it builds up. Astrocytes absorb this excess potassium and redistribute it to areas where it is less concentrated, a process known as spatial potassium buffering. This helps keep neurons from becoming overexcited, which is important for preventing seizures. Reactive astrocytes and astrolysis. When the brain is injured or diseased, astrocytes can become reactive, a state known as astrolysis. In this condition, astrocytes grow larger, multiply, and change their behavior. Initially, this response can help protect the brain by stabilizing the affected area. However, if it becomes chronic, it may lead to harmful effects, including increased risk of epilepsy. The changes can alter how astrocytes manage neurotransmitters and ions, leading to persistent imbalances. Neuroinflammation. Astrocytes are involved in neuroinflammation, which is the brain's response to infection or injury. When astrocytes release cytokines, shown below in blue, they signal the immune system to respond. This can be beneficial in small amounts, helping to clear out damaged cells or pathogens. However, chronic inflammation can harm neurons and is linked to conditions like epilepsy. Astrocytes' role in this process highlights their dual role in protecting and potentially harming the brain. Adenosine regulation. Astrocytes regulate adenosine levels, a molecule that can inhibit excessive neuronal activity. They do this through an enzyme called adenosine kinase, which breaks down adenosine. Proper regulation of adenosine helps to prevent neuronal overstimulation. If astrocytes are unable to manage adenosine levels correctly, it can lead to heightened neuronal excitability, increasing the risk of seizures. Detoxification. Astrocytes aid in detoxifying the brain by taking up and breaking down harmful substances. They can absorb various byproducts and excess chemicals, including some neurotransmitters, and convert them into safer compounds. This detoxification process helps maintain a healthy environment for neurons, ensuring they can operate without interference from potentially damaging substances. Formation of glial scars. In cases of severe or chronic brain injury, astrocytes can form a dense, fibrous structure known as a glial scar. While this scar tissue helps isolate damaged areas and prevent the spread of injury, it can also impede the growth of new neurons and the repair of connections, sometimes leading to long-term disruptions in brain function. This process demonstrates how astrocytes balance protective and potentially harmful roles. Therapeutic implications. The growing understanding of astrocyte functions has opened up new avenues for developing treatments targeting epilepsy and seizures. Traditional anti-epileptic drugs primarily focus on dampening neuronal excitability, but many fail to address the underlying mechanisms that contribute to the development and persistence of seizures. Astrocytes play a pivotal role in regulating the brain's environment, and their dysfunction is increasingly seen as a major factor in epileptic activity. By targeting astrocytes, new therapies could offer more precise and effective ways to manage epilepsy. The multifaceted involvement of astrocytes in epilepsy underscores the need for treatments that can selectively enhance their protective functions while inhibiting harmful activities. Therapies that can restore the balance of neurotransmitters, regulate ion concentrations, reduce inflammation, and maintain the integrity of the BBB may not only offer better seizure control but could also address the root causes of epilepsy, leading to more sustainable long-term outcomes. As research continues to elucidate the various roles astrocytes play in epileptogenesis, there is hope that astrocyte-targeted therapies will become a cornerstone of epilepsy treatment in the future.